Everyone asks this question, how did you get the idea? The art of selling is about being a little bit awkward. On and off, this is crazy. I was selling to you hoping that once you leave this room, sometime you will have your Amazon app open or Blinkit app open, or you want to buy a shaving foam or a trimmer, you think of my face. I'm selling in the hope that it'll happen. If I do this 10-year more period, hopefully I'll be the biggest shaving company in the country. And you buy a Bombay Shaving Company product. That's the sale I'm making. My name is Shantanu Deshpande. I'm the founder and CEO of Bombay Shaving Company. Meghna makes me sound much fancier than I am, because my biggest learning while selling over the last 10 years has been
Mr. Shantanu Deshpande, sir, founder CEO at the Bombay Shaving Company, Ms. Archana Rajan, ma'am, head HR, Mr. Ashutosh Pawar, sir, founder's office, and Mr. Arnab Godino, brand manager at the Bombay Shaving Company. Welcome our guests.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's one of the best introductions I've ever had. That is so articulate and so well done. I don't know her name, but please thank her. Meghna makes me sound much fancier than I am. Okay, so it's 2 in the afternoon. Afternoons, everyone's had their lunch?
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness. I am so happy with this. Whenever I do an afternoon session, I expect people to like kind of be a little low on energy, their blood and their mind space is in digesting the food, so everyone has a little bit of a post-lunch nappy situation. You guys are on top of your game. But anyway, let's do something fun. Everyone stand up. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of a warm-up, okay? Physical exercise. Given your backgrounds on the defense, I'm assuming you guys are really good at this. Okay, but this is fun, just to get it going. And get kind of, we call these icebreakers or warm-ups before sessions. And today, I'm going to spend maybe 20 to 25 minutes talking about the art of selling, but I'm actually here to learn from you, because my biggest learning while selling over the last 10 years has been that the younger folks, the younger generations always have more to teach you than you have to teach them. So today we're going to do a lot of fun activities after a 20-25 minute session. So before that, let's warm up. Okay, so hands in front of you and roll your wrists. 10 clockwise, 10 anti-clockwise. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Counterclockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, jumps on the clock. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Shake it off, 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 shake it off. Now everyone look to the left and massage the shoulder of the person in front of you. Massage, take a massage. Massage, achieve the massage though. You do me. Ah, very good. Excellent. Give it a nice massage. Okay, sit. The risk that we had of someone feeling a little low on energy is now gone. People are feeling good?
Yes, sir.
You got a nice massage from the guy behind you?
Yes, sir.
Was it a little awkward?
No, sir.
No, sir, you sure?
Yes, sir.
Little bit? Ah, little bit. It's okay. Little bit awkward is fine. The art of selling is about being a little bit awkward. My name is Shantanu Deshpande. I'm the founder and CEO of Bombay Shaving Company. How many people have heard of the Bombay Shaving Company before? Hey, before this session was announced. Really?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That's very, very flattering. How many people have used Bombay Shaving Company before? Oh, Arnav, this is crazy. Or Bombay, our women's brand? How many people have used Bombay, the women's brand? Really? Wow. Interesting. How many people want to do sales as their or build sales as a core skill in their jobs going forward, whatever job you do? In the next 20-25 minutes, when it comes to the art of selling, what do you want to know about? What topic can I cover? Yes, anyone. No, you don't have to stand, it's okay. Just tell me.
So, sir, good afternoon. I am Sion Chakrabarty.
Hi, Sion.
Yes, I would like to know that how I could apply sales in not just selling some kind of product, because sales is something inherent we can use in all sort of situations in our life.
Correct.
Like we are selling ourselves, our talents, our skills. Okay. So that's what I would like to learn, because I am from a technical background, and so that communication thing is not really good for in my case. So that's what I would
No, it's great. It's great. So you should never say it's not good in your case.
Okay.
It's great. you'll start from there, but it's a good point. What else? Yes. You can speak, I can hear you.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, good afternoon.
My question is, or my I want to learn is how to engage a person while selling an item if he's so disinterested
in that. Okay, so Gaurav is asking about how to engage someone in an item which you want to sell or they want to buy.
Both ways.
That's an interesting distinction to make. Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Niaz.
Hi, Niaz.
Sir, I wanted to know what is your unique selling point or strategy that makes people who are not willing to buy your product actually go for it? Because I believe sales is about converting people who are not interested into your potential customers.
Correct. So what makes Bombay Shaving Company interesting to those who are not interested? Niaz, that's an interesting question. One counter argument could be that you should never fight battles where you have a losing chance. So spend more time finding customers who are interested than converting customers who are not. But sometimes you find customers who are not interested, and that's a challenge too. So good point. Okay, yes.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi.
Actually, Charlie 18.
Hi.
So my question is that how do you stay motivated when you face so much rejection during sales?
Okay, how to stay motivated during rejection? Very important point. I think selling is one of the arts which I think anyone can and should pick up. I think it combines a lot of what a lot of people, but for me, it is about understanding the consumer, knowing which time in their life is relevant for you as a seller. At that time, what they are looking for, which will add value compared to all other options available, why that value is worth it at the price point, then making the transaction happen in a way that is emotional and makes them feel like they've gotten a good deal. And then they trust Dhruv to call him up whenever they want to come back to him. None of this you are born with. All of this you can achieve independent of what your product is. You could be selling B2B, a banking solution. You could be selling a razor. You could be selling a KTM bike. You could be selling a toothpaste. You could be selling whatever. Consulting as a product, advice as a product. You could be a lawyer selling your legal services. You could be an architect. You could be an accountant, whatever it is. If you understand this, then you will do a good job. The question is, do you understand this well enough or not? All of this is learned. It's never something you're born with. The Oscars always set the trend for fashion. So Leo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Matthew McConaughey, Matt Damon, and 5-6 of the top guys in the 2012 or 2013 Oscars had come sporting beards. Look at the women. They want eyebrows. They don't have time to go to a waxing salon or a parlor every day. You're occasion ready every day. You want to take selfies every day. You want to go out there and be with your friends every day. You don't want to say, okay, I'm not going to wear a skirt today because I have not gone to the parlor. I want to go today and I want to wear a skirt today. Above the neck, below the neck, hair removal needs are becoming huge. We now have people in relationships who are very open about telling people about intimate area grooming and requirements and expectations. We live in a hot country where wearing a t-shirt and being on a motorcycle every day for someone who has a lot of hair on their chest and back can be uncomfortable. Looking good has conditioned us that removal of unwanted hair is a good thing to do. It's hygienic and it looks good. So Bombay Shaving Company was born, not as a shaving business, but as a hair removal business. If you have unwanted hair on your body, you could be a man, woman, you could be from North India, South India, you could be from any part of the world. Hair and skin is the same. We will have the right product for you. Want to shave your head? Here's a head shaver. Want to style your beard? Here's a razor with a blade on the back. You have sensitive skin when you're shaving for the first time, you have acne? Here's a razor with aloe vera gel. You're a woman? You want a razor? You're sitting in an Uber or sitting in the metro, see a small amount of hair. Women see small patches. They don't get consistent growth like men do. They'll see a small patch, they want to remove it, it takes 2 seconds. They want a razor in the purse. Here's a razor for you. See a couple of unruly hair on your eyebrows? Here's an eyebrow trimmer. You're going to go to the beach, you're going to go for a vacation to the Maldives, you're going to wear a swimsuit, you want intimate area, bikini shaving, here are wax strips and razors. Oh man, everyone wants to remove hair. No one knows how. What's the opportunity? For a brand to come and educate. So Bombay Shaving Company was born. So Bombay was born. So we now say anything you want to remove hair from your body, we are the brand to do it for you. Right? And we will do it for you in a way that is quick, that is enjoyable, that is sensorial, that is cheap, and that is available at a store right next to you. We will not make any of this friction. But one thing that I've learned in building this business, and we are nowhere close to, like, I might sound confident, I was telling Archana this right now, but I sound confident a lot, andar se meri phatri hoti hai most of the times. Because entrepreneurship is like that. You are always with your back against the wall. your investors, your customers, your colleagues, your distributors, retailers, partners, lawyers, everyone is, you always feel like they have a one-up on you, and you're always giving part of yourself to them constantly, and you always feel underconfident, and you always feel like you don't belong. I sound very confident standing here. I can guarantee you that this is all very, very well practiced. Inside, I'm actually very nervous, and I always struggle with articulation of a message. So this is a lot of effort that goes into communicating with a large group of people, not only in this setup, but let's say with a board meeting or with an investor group, right? But one thing that has kept it going is that I have always sharpened the art of selling. And I told you this before, from the moment you saw me till the moment you'll see me leave, I'll be selling to you. Last 15 minutes also, I was selling to you. I was selling to you hoping that once you leave this room, and when sometime you will have your Amazon app open or Blinkit app open, or you want to buy a shaving foam or a trimmer, you think of my face and you buy a Bombay Shaving Company product. That's the sale I'm making right now. The hope, I'm selling in the hope that it will happen. If I do this over a 15 year more period, hopefully I'll be the biggest shaving company in the country. So the ability to sell comes from everything that I've spoken about. And we thought that every year we do something called Raise Up Enough. Have you heard of Raise Up Enough? Raise Up Enough is a new contest that we have launched. It's a contest that involves teaching entrepreneurship to future entrepreneurs of India. Okay, it's a part of the barbershop. And Bombay Shaving Company does Raise Up Enough every year with a view to teaching sales. And this year, we actually tied up with a brand that I look up to a lot. How many people here ride motorcycles? Excellent, we have a large audience. When I was in college and I wanted to buy a motorcycle for myself, I was in college for 6 years straight, from 4 years of engineering and 2 years of business school. Right? I did not have a job in the middle. I went from final year to first year. So I told my parents I want a bike. Right? At that time, I don't know whether you guys will remember, but Hero Honda CBZ was like a really cool bike. People remember CBZ?
Yes.
So CBZ was like this bike, and then came Bajaj Pulsar, and then came Hero Honda Charisma. And yeah, you remember, right? And then there was, he liked the Charisma clearly. Then there was a Honda Unicorn. Then I actually went and bought myself a Bajaj Avenger. I borrowed money from my dad and bought myself a Bajaj Avenger because it was a more relaxed bike. And motorcycles were just an expression of the youth at that time, right? It was a way to kind of showcase your personality to the girl you like, or your friends, or, you know, to people around you. And just a few years before, like a few years back, like now I'm saying 2018, 2019, my neighbors were in college, and they went and told their dad, I want a KTM Duke. So suddenly a few days later, I see two shiny KTM Dukes coming, and then these two kids who were at that time 18 or 19, Kedar and Anish, were so excited about their KTM Dukes. All their friends would come to ride their KTM Dukes, and then their dad became really like, their dad was like, what, 50? So he became very excited about the KTM Duke bike, and he went and bought himself a Triumph motorcycle. So my neighbors now are three bikers, and I'm like, cool, this is so cool. And I asked these kids, because I'm selling them my razors, no? I'm like, hey man, tell me about your bikes. And they're like, this is such a cool bike, and you know. And I realized that people don't change. Like what I was at 18 is what these kids are at 18. Right? But times change. But the emotions remain the same. The need to express, the need to rebel, the need to mark your own identity, whether it's in the business world or on the road or in a classroom, is still the same for an 18, 19 year old person coming out. And we believe that expression through a razor, the thrill of a bike could combine. So for Raise Up Enough Season 3, we actually tied hands. So I had to go to my friends at KTM Duke and Bajaj and sell to them Raise Up Enough. Guys, you have an insane brand that we love. We believe that for Bombay Shaving Company, this tie-up will be great. We can get your KTM Duke and Bombay Shaving Company to go to colleges and launch Raise Up Enough and teach the art of selling. And hopefully over a period of a month, month and a half, we'll have a lot of fun. Our brands will win and the consumers will have a lot of fun. So please welcome KTM Duke to the Raise Up Enough as well, and to your college as well. Okay, so now we're going to start Raise Up In A here. Incense. Is everyone ready? Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo. Are you guys all ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now, what is Raise Up In A? We have a product called the OmniBlade. Every Raise Up In A is about one product that we launch. This is the OmniBlade. The consumer insight is people want clean shaves, much like many of you. But people have sensitive skin, so they don't like pushing a razor deep into their skin and pulling it down. The original way of shaving, which is press and drag, is not liked. People like trimmers, but they feel trimmers don't give them a close shave. So can we create a trimmer that gives you a close shave? And hence was launched the OmniBlade. It's a product that is ergonomically like a razor. It can give you a close shave, any part of the body. It charges in 60 minutes, it runs for 90 minutes. It has a C-type charger. Anyone here uses trimmers? Wow. So you will realize when you use trimmers that the charging is a big issue. With 2-pin charger, 3-pin charger, you lose it, the battery runs out. Your trimmer will charge with your phone's charger. C-type charger. Proof, waterproof. IPX water resistant. MRP 2300 rupees. But for Razor Pinner, price at which our Razor Pinners will sell is 999 rupees. Good enough to sell? Have I sold it to you guys? Okay. Now, if you're going to sell the OmniBlade, there's one more really, really cool thing that you need to know. Three of the OmniBlades will have the keys to a brand new KTM Duke 160cc. You can scan this QR code. Wait, don't scan it immediately. I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's a little complicated, but bear with me. Scan the QR code. Register yourself. Each person who registers will get a unique coupon code. Now you have become a Razor Pinner. Now to win Razor Pinner, you have to sell the OmniBlade. You have to sell the OmniBlade the way I sold it to you right now. And I'm very happy to tell you how. Get people to go to BombayShavingCompany.com. Go to the OmniBlade page. And they have to say apply coupon code. Apply your coupon code. Every time someone buys with your coupon code, your counter goes up. On 30th of September, the person with the maximum number of purchases on their coupon code will win a KTM Duke 390cc bike. Okay, so there's a KTM Duke 390cc bike for the winner of Race of Enough. Number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7. The next 6 will win a KTM Duke 160cc bike. And these 7 winners of Razor Pinner will be invited to the barbershop, which we will host in the KTM Duke factory. Where we will tell them about the R&D, we'll make them meet some motor heads, we'll make them meet a few people who are responsible, and of course we'll do an episode of the barbershop with these 7 winners. I'm going to give you 40 minutes, till 3:25 maybe, okay? At 3:25, the person here who sold the most OmniBlades will have a chance to interview for an internship at the Bombay Shaving Company founder's office with me directly in April and May. You have 40 minutes to sell the person who sells the most. Now you can use family WhatsApp groups, you can go on the streets, you can sell to each other. First sale is done, well done. Badiya. Who bought it? Dad, brother. Friend of yours, what? What's your name?
Adarsh.
What's your code? OBT something?
ADARS.
ADARS. Chalo, let's see. If ADARS is the first one. Sale done? Well done. What's your name? Ayushi. Let's see. What's your code? OBT AYUSH.
AYUSH 5.
5. Okay. Cool. Let's see whether that's the first one or whether Adarsh has beat you to it. But do more. We need to get a 26. What's the strategy? Are you guys a team? Are you guys doing it individually? Sit. Don't stand.
We're just sending it.
Okay. On WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Okay. Instagram story. On your friends? But you have given your codes, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you calling also?
Yes, sir. I'm calling my brother.
Calling your brother? Ah, brother's the right one. You can bully him into buying one.
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay, cool. Get to 26 quickly. If you guys want to join forces, that's a good idea. Gifting is a great idea. Women buy it like this. So women buy like this. Tell them, by the way, that it's 2300 ki cheez hai. 1500 pe milegi. Lekin main 999 mein de rahi hu. That's the pitch. Trimmers people know it's a few thousand. It's getting a good product. Karo.
Hi Priyanshu, this
Hello.
Is So I have been using this Bombay Shaving company's Omni Blade, and it is like really helpful for me. The issues I was facing earlier was regarding the razor. I have to really pitch in inside my skin and I have to pull it down. So it was hard. Sometimes I feel rashes on my skin. So the issues it was resolving was that I don't have to put in much effort in my shaving. So So it's very ergonomically designed as in the razor, but it features as in a trimmer and it would give you a sharp, clean look. So that's how it differentiates itself from razor and being in middle of razor and trimmer and helping us for a cleaner and better shave.
It gives you a close shave with trimmer. It's got a C-type charger. It's got 60-minute charge time, 90-minute runtime, fully waterproof. And if you use Shalup's code, you can get it for 999 rupees as opposed to an MRP of 2300 rupees. So it's a great product. And by the way, if Shalup wins this contest,
Shagun.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
We both make mistakes of the name. If Shagun wins this contest, he will win a KTM Duke 160cc bike. If he wins the overall contest, he'll win a KTM Duke 390cc bike. And you can actually ask it back from him if you buy using his code. So all the best.
I think everybody would buy it and see you guys.
And even at 9? Okay, come at. Come at, sit here. What's your name?
Ayushi.
So OBT Ayush 5, I think, right? Ayush 5, okay. Anyone else? Come. People coming in, I have more hopes. Anyone in double digits? How many? 4, okay. Anyone else in 4? Okay, we're going to tally the numbers. So, while we're at that, I think there was Ayushi. At 9 or 10, no? Come ahead. Give a round of applause, guys. Okay, so tell us about your selling strategy. First of all, for a woman to sell a man's products is one level of separation because you're not using them yourself. So, big round of applause for that. And she was sincerely sitting there, and I think you were the first one to sell an Omni Blade also.
I'm not sure. I can't sell that.
You're sold in the beginning also, right? And then you sold, and then you went on to sell nine more. Okay, so tell me what your strategy was and how it worked for you.
Good afternoon, Sir Krishna. So my strategy was, firstly, I noted down whatever you said about the product, about how it's a trimmer, instead of a blade, you can use a trimmer which gives the same effect.
Yeah.
So that's something which I told people on call. And
who were the people?
It's mostly like my family and friends.
Well
done. I also use the emotional aspect to it. So, I told them that this is a product, is very good. We are having a session with the CEO and the founder. And the product is very promising and they should buy it and try it out if they don't use it.
Uh-huh.
And I also know many of them already use it. So, I give them a good comparison between the both.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then they got sold.
They got sold?
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. And how, all 9 are from your family?
Family and friends.
And all of them are men? The 9 are men? Or did you sell it to a woman to give to her boyfriend, husband, boy, brother? All are men. Yes. Round of applause, Ayushi. 7. Well done. So Dhruv, the first man on this. Okay. Cool. So what was your strategy? How did you... Were you Dhruv? Ask a question. Huh, you guys look similar. There's a different Dhruv, no, there? So you sold 8. Who bought? How did you sell?
So, sir, I basically sold it.
Tell.
I basically sold it to my family members and few of my undergraduate friends. I told them about this wonderful opportunity that we have and how, you know, this product stood out. And basically, pretty much that said, I feel.
And how do you tell them the product stood out?
So, basically, the differentiator was that sometimes you don't want a trimmer actually, but something similar to a trimmer which cuts your beard to a hole. So basically, I told them I was really excited. They also got excited.
Ah. And did anyone reject ki meko nahi lena? And how did that make you feel?
That's fine. I mean, that's very normal.
You didn't feel bad about it?
Sir, I feel rejection is very normal. So that's totally fine.
Wow. I think a round of applause for that sentiment alone. But Dhruv, you seem like a very like chill and high-performing guy both at the same time. You didn't even know that you have sold 8, is it?
I realized a little bit later.
Huh, because I was asking 10, 9, 8, you're like chilling. You sat here also. Like, haan, theek hai, but now you're like, very cool. Well done. I like nonchalance, which is high performance. It's a very interesting trait. Very cool. Well done. So Ayushi, we'll give you a hamper, but more importantly, we would also love for you to sit in the interviews for an internship at the founder's office of Bombay Shaving Company as well.